Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm glad you're here. Tom Hegna is with us, folks. Tom is a retirement expert. He's former vice president with New York Life. He is a financial planner, helping people put their best foot forward with their planning strategies. He is the author of the upcoming book. Don't get excited. It's not available yet, but it will be in a couple of months. Paychecks and Playchecks, Retirement Solutions for Life. Tom Hegna, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim, thank you, and thank you for all you do for all the business owners. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate you saying that, Tom. It's what I love to do because, as you know, you being a small business owner, we're so darn lovable and cuddly, it's easy to work for them, isn't it?
Right.
Hey, Tom, I've been really critical, maybe even hatefully, rudely critical in the last 4 or 5 years of Wall Street. I'm just really getting disgusted with some of the stuff that's going on up there because I'm out here on Main Street. I'm not on Wall Street. I'm on Main Street. We operate on fundamentals around here. And I'm trying to think about, how can I make payroll in my small business every week and even attempt to keep up with some of the stuff that's going on, if I'm planning for my retirement, if I'm putting money away and investing it in equities, anything that has to do with Wall Street. It's a very volatile time right now, and it doesn't make a small business owner planning for retirement have a lot of confidence or peace of mind, does it?
Yeah, well, the volatility has really been something, and I think there is a Main Street product out there to help Main Street type investors handle this volatility. You can actually transfer the risk of that volatility off to an insurance company.
What does that mean?
Insurance for your house and your car. You can actually carry some insurance on against this volatility.
You're talking about becoming a little hedge fund?
No, what I'm saying is there are products on the market, and I'll just throw one out there that gets a lot of criticism, and that's variable annuities. But I will tell you this, in markets like these, variable annuities were built for markets like these.
Variable annuities have been around for generations.
Yeah, they have. And what's neat about them is that they've added so many new investment options. So, like, you can have exposure to gold and oil and gas and some of these other more exciting areas, not just stocks and bonds.
Tell us how a variable annuity works.
Well, it's very similar to a mutual fund. There's a family of funds, and you get to pick your funds, and you invest appropriately to the way you think that the market will go, but you've got some built-in guarantees. First of all, there's a guaranteed death benefit that guarantees that let's say you put in $1 million, the market drops, it's worth $500,000, you die, your family gets $1 million.
Right.
If you go with a no-load mutual fund or a Wall Street product, you put in $1 million, market drops to $500,000, you die, your family gets the $500,000.
Right.
So that's one of the guarantees.
Well, of course.
Another guarantee would be a living benefit guarantee, that if you put in $1 million, the insurance company will guarantee within a certain time period, normally like 10 years, that you're guaranteed you won't have less than your $1 million. And if 10 years mm-hmm. it's worth $500,000, you walk in and you get your $1 million back. Mm-hmm. And then you have the reset capability.
But it could be more. If the market's higher, it could be more than $1 million.
Well, you'd want it to be higher.
I'm just saying it's not going to be less than the higher.
You get what's better, the higher or the guarantee.
Right.
But you also have the ability to lock in. Let's say you put in $1 million, and 3 years later it's worth $1.5 million. Most of these contracts have the ability to reset that guarantee.
Wow.
So
this is interesting.
If the market goes up, I reset my guarantee. If the market goes down, that's the insurance company's problem. If the market goes up, I reset my guarantee. If the market goes down, that's the insurance company's problem.
Now, one thing we have to point out, though, is there all these things have to be paid for.
Sure.
And the insurance product, as you said a minute ago, if there's an insurance element to it, there's a premium that has to be paid for that. So the load, so to speak, the administration, the cost of a program like this. There is that that would not is probably higher than if you went out and just bought a mutual fund, right?
Absolutely, yes. Variable annuities are going to have higher fees, and that's where they get the criticism. They say, oh, these products are a rip-off, the fees are too high. Really? I mean, you got to look at the value. What is that guaranteed death mm-hmm. benefit worth? What is that guaranteed living benefit worth? Mm-hmm. You said the words peace of mind earlier. What is your peace of mind worth to know that you're not going to lose? Now, you've got to read these contracts carefully, Jim, because there's many different contracts out there, and some are income benefit guarantees, some are withdrawal benefit guarantees, some mm-hmm. are cash guarantees. I personally like the cash guarantees, but the withdrawal benefit and income benefits are kind of the rage right now.
All right, in the next segment, we'll talk about the difference in those two. But now, what you're not saying is take all your money out of the stock market or out of gold or out of real estate or whatever and put everything into an annuity. You're talking about balance, aren't you?
I'm talking about, you know, part of your asset allocation, the money that you say, look, I just can't lose this, but I'm not going to get there putting it in a CD at 1%. I'm just not going to make what I need to make. I want the upside of the market, but I don't want the downside risk. That is the money that you want to put into that annuity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, could you do it on Wall Street with a hedge fund, with long-short strategies, with options where you buy, you know, call options and put options? Yes, you could. But can the average person do that and monitor that? I would say
no. Probably
not.
No. The average person.
I'd say the variable annuity.
I can answer that for you. The answer is no.
Yeah.
Not the average person. And certainly not a small business owner making payroll every Friday.
No, I mean they want to run their business. They don't have to manage their whole account. And so what I'm saying is that annuity is a Main Street product that can help handle the volatility and manage some of the risk.
Right. Absolutely. Well, and this makes a lot of sense. And it's I think a lot of people these days have I can remember years ago when insurance was a big part of an investment strategy. Has that fallen out of favor in the last 10, 20 years?
Well, quite frankly, if I went around the country right now and talked to the wealthiest small business owners and say, where's the best place you put your money over the past 15 years? You know what many of them would tell me?
Oh,
the whole life insurance policy.
Absolutely.
Has been their best investment.
Yeah, because there's not been so much volatility. You know, buy and hold in the last 20 years hasn't been too good a strategy, has it?
Well, you know, here's the deal. I don't know that buy and hold forever is the strategy, but if you would have had a diversified portfolio that included dividends reinvesting and rebalanced the portfolio, which is another tool that's available in some of these annuities, they have automatic rebalancing features, you would have done just fine over the past decade.
Yeah.
So the S&P 500 was flat. You say you didn't make any money, but if you would have had the S&P 500 with dividends, with rebalancing, you'd have done just fine over the past decade.
Tom Hegna, HEGNA.com is the website. Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.